Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said today the world should respect the Justice and Development Party's victory and snap parliamentary polls, which he described as the people of Turkey voting for stability. The election Sunday returns Turkey to a single-party rule just 5 months after the AKP lost its majority in parliament in a June poll. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA most observers were expecting a different result.
Important things happened which led to this result. One of those was that some of the violence that took place actually scared many of the people who had gone on to the Nationalist Party to come back to the AKP. And the second thing that happened was there was a conscious realization that you have to have a powerful government, a more secure, stable government, which can last there for 5 years to be able to take care of some of the new issues that have started to develop.
Sunday's vote followed months of rising tensions between the government and a loose alliance of pro-Kurdish leftists, feminists, and nationalist Kurds. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on a visit to Central Asia following visits in Europe and the Middle East. On Sunday, he met with leaders of the 5 former Soviet republics who are all concerned about resurgence of Taliban in Afghanistan and the recruitment of their people into terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State. At least 11 Boko Haram militants were killed Sunday in separate attacks on Chadian army post around Lake Chad. On the Nigerian border, Reuters reporting at least 2 Chadian soldiers were killed. Chad is part of a multinational force formed to destroy the militant Sunni insurgency Boko Haram centered in northern Nigeria. This is VOA News. UN Security Council condemned the Somali militant group's al-Shabaab attack Sunday on a Mogadishu hotel that left at least 12 dead. Al-Shabaab seeks to impose a strict form of Islamic law on the country. Police in Bangladesh say they are investigating a local radical Islamist group and the latest deadly attacks on 2 publishers in the capital, Dhaka. Police suspect that the Bang group, ABT, carried out Saturday's attack. But another militant group, Al-Qaeda, in the Indian subcontinent also claimed responsibility. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter has called on North Korea to end its nuclear weapons program. Mr. Carter visited the demilitarized zone on Sunday.
Not only the United States and South Korea, but also China and Japan and Russia and the so-called six-party talks to call for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Secretary Carter said it's important for the United States and South Korea to maintain a strong alliance. A U.S. Navy salvage team is preparing to launch a remotely operated submersible to confirm that wreckage discovered near the Bahamas is that of the cargo ship El Faro, lost in a storm at sea last month. The ship vanished on October the 1st with 33 crew members during Hurricane Joaquin. Authorities said they aimed to survey the wreckage and hoped to locate a voyage data recorder that could yield some clues as to what happened. The loss of El Faro, the worst maritime accident involving a U.S. flag vessel since 1983. The new Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Congressman Paul Ryan, appeared on national television Sunday to talk about how he intends to lead as Speaker. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
The 45-year-old Ryan, the youngest Speaker elected in more than 100 years, says his election represents a new day and promised to break with the past.
Get the House working like it was intended to work, like the founders intended it to work. Open up the process. I think it's very important that we do find common ground where we can find common ground to advance the nation's interests and do it in a way where we don't have to compromise principle.
Ryan says many Americans are falling behind economically, with about 46 million living in poverty, and described U.S. foreign policy as a disaster. Ryan, who is second in line of succession to the presidency behind the vice president, says he was elected to unify Republicans and plans to operate by leading the House to consensus rather than dictating consensus. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
And in sports news, the Kansas City Royals won their first World Series crown since 1985, capitalizing on a mistake in the game to tie the game in the ninth inning, breaking away in the 12th to beat the New York Mets 7-2. That was Game 5 played Sunday in New York.
That's the latest world news from VOA.